when there is integral concentration of consciousness, then all that is there is known simultaneously and perfectly. There is integrality. That is to say, we realize the Brahman as Atman, Purusha, Ishvara. We realize the Jivatman. We realize the universal movement coming out of the Atman, Brahman, Purusha, Ishvara. And all this is known simultaneously, is integrality. In the multiple concentration, there is a play of a few items of these elements being put at the back, and you are aware of many such elements, not the whole, but many elements. In the exclusive concentration of consciousness, you become concentrated only upon a small limited area, and all the rest is put at the background. This is the condition of exclusive concentration of consciousness. Now, we are subject to this exclusive concentration of consciousness. And because of this tendency, we have the impulse to remain confined to our limited circle. What is called in the Upanishad avidya is the field of exclusive concentration of consciousness, and multiple concentration of consciousness. What is called vidya is the opposite concentration of consciousness on the one which excludes the multiplicity. This is what happens in one of the processes by which we try to come out of our avidya. By lots of experimentation, it was found that if you reverse your consciousness backwards, then your exclusive concentration of consciousness can be lifted up. We are at present concentrated on exclusively upon a few elements of our limited field. Now, what you do is that you reverse it. Take the car in a reverse gear, as it were. Instead of exclusively concentrated upon your present field, you withdraw from it. And this is aided by the fact that mind is capable of withdrawing. So try to withdraw from this exclusive concentration of consciousness. And when you go backward, 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 sufficiently backward, then you may discover behind a luminosity. It exists already, but we were not aware of it because of our exclusive concentration of consciousness. So if you sufficiently withdraw from it, you become aware of luminosity, in which you discover a status of immobility. Luminosity and immobility, and vastness, and oneness. These are the qualities that you find when you withdraw from all this movement. This is the real reason why yogis prescribe meditation. Because meditation is nothing but withdrawal of exclusive concentration of consciousness backwards. Although it takes time, but when you can do it sufficiently well, then you may find at one point a sudden entry into this level of consciousness where there is luminosity, immobility and oneness. So you may say that from the field of avidya, you enter into the field of vidya. You discover the one, you discover the luminosity and immobility. You find yourself liberated from the limitations of your fluctuating movement of the mind, in which we were jumping from one point to the other all the time, although in a limited field. And in that limited field, we were insisting upon our errors, and this insistence upon the errors had constituted or created a formation of two things. Insistence implies desire. When you insist upon it, upon something, it is actually a form of a desire. All desire is nothing but insistence upon something. And secondly, since it insists upon a small formation, it takes the form of what is called ego, ahambhava. So we were actually tied up to desire and ego in that small field of exclusive concentration of consciousness. Now when you withdraw and go into this luminosity, you suddenly find that there is no desire at all. And there is no ego formation at all. It's just abolished. It's not there at all.